From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump led a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House Monday to remember the victims of Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. At least 58 people are dead and 515 are wounded. Police and federal investigators are mystified as to why 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Also mystified is his family. This is his brother, Eric Paddock.
There's not even anything I can say. I mean, how do you... I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us.
President Trump addressed the nation on Monday.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
The shooter was found dead in his hotel room, apparently by his own hand. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says there is no information to indicate a specific credible threat involving other public venues in the country. The U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless, horrifying act of violence. Nevada's Governor Brian Sandoval described it as tragic and heinous. This is VOA News.